The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
5 to 7. It's very good morning to Adam Gilchrist in London. Hello, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Nice to talk. Terrible story, though, is what's going on with paramedics in Britain. You're going to have these body cameras, right?
Yeah, don't ask me why, but yeah, paramedics, and indeed, generally speaking, people who work for the National Health Service, coming under attack, in particular paramedics, but sometimes the odd doctor or nurse. Mm. In fact, 1 in 7 has suffered some kind of physical violence in the past year.
1 in 7?
Yeah, we're approaching the 70th anniversary of our NHS. I bet no one would have thought that that was going to take place back in 1948. So one of the answers they reckon they're going to come up with are these police or army-style body cameras, which they hope would cut down on violent attacks and also identify those responsible and get more prosecutions potentially. But they don't come without controversy because, as we know, soldiers have found they can get into trouble from having cameras that are documenting their every move. And an interesting take from one veteran paramedic, a woman called Debbie Wilkinson, who reckons that the cameras will stop people coming close and divulging personal information, which can be really important if you're dealing with an emergency case. But, I mean, that's her take. It's certainly not the government's.
They're worried about their identity being disclosed, are they?
I wonder, yeah, or just, if you're talking about your own medical history, do you want it filmed? It's a tricky thing, isn't it?
Good point. Now, these wildfires in, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, wildfires around Manchester, but it's on a peat bog, isn't it? So it's going to be almost impossible to put out.
Well, that's the trouble. Peat bogs just keep burning. I mean, that's why they use peat to make whiskey and smoke fish and other things. And yeah, it's another part of the moors, so they're already dampening down the Saddleworth Moor fire, which we had last week. But now two fires have merged into one. Again, it seems crazy talking about wildfires around Manchester. It does tend to rain quite a lot there. About 150 firefighters backed by 100 soldiers are out. They say that it's been a rapidly developing and aggressive blaze, not near villages or towns at this stage. And that's, of course, one of the problems. In fighting the wildfire, they're nowhere near any water sources, so they're constantly having to ferry water up there. I mean, I'm sure you guys know all about that. But it's a problem because we're in a heat wave. The ground is tinder dry, warm winds, 30 degrees, and the fires keep on coming.
It's a problem with Britain too, isn't it? There's just not enough dams. So, you know, when you have a dry run, you run out of water.
That can happen, and we've had our first hose pipe ban. But the only thing is, we had a really wet winter, and before that, it was quite a wet summer. Like, you kind of wonder, what are they doing with all our water that they run out so easily?
I think it goes in the English Channel, doesn't it? Before you go, I mean, your tabloids are pretty notoriously cruel. We know that. But they can also be pretty clever with their headlines, and the World Cup's giving them plenty of fodder.
Yeah, quite fun, really. We're wondering what they'll do for Spain losing to Russia. Hell might be one. But obviously, it's a bit too soon for those news headlines. There's a couple already crackers. When Germany went out, there were two on our front pages. Don't mention the score was one. And what's the German for Schadenfreude, which I rather like. But possibly the best one so far was the French victory over Argentina. Yeah. Don't cry 4-3 Argentina.
Oh, boom, boom. Oh, can't beat that. Adam, have a good one.
Thank you.
Adam Gilchrist.